This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
To the New York Yankee fans out there, they did win last night, and one thing I heard from some of my fellow friends who are Yankee fans is, well, that was unimpressive. Well, that was ugly.
It wasn't comfortable, that's for sure.
It wasn't comfortable. We only scored 2 runs. Marcus Stroman couldn't get through the 5th inning. We're lucky to win. And what I would say to you is this. Sometimes, the big winning streak, the streak that turns your season around, doesn't come in a Picasso. Doesn't come in a dominant victory. It comes in an ugly victory. May I give you a very specific example?
Please do, Evan.
The New York Mets turned their season around on a Thursday night at Citi Field against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. It was the game after the Jorge Lopez situation. It was the game after the players-only meeting. It was a game that Mrs. Lugauer was at, a game that I was at with my wife. My friend had a birthday party that night. There was nobody in the building. It was a very dark, depressing night. As you may recall, the starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks that night got hurt immediately, 5 seconds into the game. And the New York Mets needed to take advantage of it. This needed to be an opportunity. And they sort of did, and they won, but it was ugly, and it was scary. And I remember the feeling from some of my fellow Met fans was, yeah, they won, but my God, was that ugly.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Because the context of what they beat up. Like, the circumstances were different.
Totally understand it. And I feel like Yankee fans look at scoring 2 runs on 6 hits against Tampa, and they look at Marcus Stroman not getting through the 5th inning, and they feel the same way. And what I would tell you is sometimes those winning streaks will come out of absolute nowhere. And what I am convinced of with the New York Yankees is while they may not be as good as we all thought the first month and a half of the season, they're probably not. I'm going to take my L. Are they going to win 100 games like I predicted? It doesn't feel that way.
No.
That's what I would say. But they are also not this bad.
Well, they're not this bad. And the one thing we've been talking about for the last month or so is Juan Soto. It is not a coincidence that Juan Soto kind of gets off his schnot a little bit. Gets a couple of hits yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't score any runs, and yeah, he did have a strikeout, but it feels like when Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and the guys who are supposed to be hitting for you hit, it ultimately makes everybody else, it lifts everybody else.
Sure.
I don't know if that's emotional. I don't know what that is in baseball, because it's different across the sports. But I believe this back in 2022 with Aaron Judge when he's having that fantastic season where he had 62 home runs. If he didn't hit, nobody hit.
Yeah.
And it feels it's kind of the same now. If Judge and Soto don't hit, nobody hit. Now, the savior was obviously Grisham last night.
It was the Trent Grisham
game. And the game-saving stab in center field that was just an awesome play defensively, even though, as they said on the broadcast, he made it look easy. But I still feel like with Soto, if Soto gets back to what Soto was a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, the Yankees will be fine.
Well, you wonder how healthy he is because his slump has coincided with that injury.
Right.
Now, the key to tonight, and I can't figure this out, I don't know if it's an anomaly, but Nestor Cortez at Yankee Stadium is an elite pitcher. He has a 1.81 ERA when he makes starts at Yankee Stadium. When he makes starts on the road, he's 0-4 with a 5.63 ERA. That has to change.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's just anomaly stuff or if there is a reason, but Nestor Cortez needs to be good Nestor tonight because tonight is a big game. Tonight's a big swing game. Look, the Yankees have been giving the blessing that the Baltimore Orioles have not taken advantage of the Yankee struggles. They just haven't. They haven't played good baseball. I mentioned that to you the other day, that they've been right around 500, I think slightly under 500, since they beat the Yankees in that series a couple of weeks ago. Now, the Yankees have been far worse. That's why the Orioles have taken over the American League East. But the Yankees are two games out.
Right.
Like, they're right there. It's not as if we're sitting here in the middle of July, Yankees can't win, and that's up. They just better be a wild card team. They are right there in the American League East. The Yankees have still won nearly 60% of their games, so they have been given this reprieve of, okay, just get hot now, and nothing matters from the last few weeks. But I do feel that sometimes those ugly, ugly victories, the ones that don't make you feel great after you win, are sometimes the wins that turn an entire season around. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sandwich of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Aaron Boone is going with a very similar lineup tonight as the New York Yankees take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Their lineup, again, Shane Baz, the right-hander, is Verdugo, Soto and Judge. Judge is DHing. Ben Rice cleaning up, Gleyber Torres at second base, Austin Wells behind the plate, Anthony Volpe at shortstop, Trent Grisham bats eighth and center, and as Waldo Cabrera gets the start, he's at third base batting ninth as the Yankees look to win a series against Tampa. And oh, by the way, they play the Orioles this weekend. So if the New York Yankees can win tonight, we'll see what the Orioles do. They take on the Red Sox. But either way, the Yankees are either going to be a game out, two games out, or three games out. The Yankees, with a good weekend, could go to the All-Star break in first place.
Right. It's as surprising as that feels for a team that has not played well. You're right about the Orioles. The Orioles are in this spot. And again, we're not down in Baltimore, not following this locally. But it feels like they have their sights set on the king. This is the king of the hill in the American League East. And for the entirety of this year, it's like, Yankees are the hill, top of the hill, top of the hill. Let's overtake them. But they don't have that same mentality elsewhere. And that's what happens when you have young teams. Like, it's hard to compartmentalize that emotion when you're fighting against the behemoth, at least who they think is the behemoth, and that's the Yankees. Because I said this back in those earlier series with the Orioles, they don't look afraid of the Yankees.
No, and they've beaten them every time.
It honestly feels like the Astros. Like, you get that little sinking feeling that this could be the next Astros for the Yankees, because doesn't matter where they're playing, they're not afraid, right? They play confidently. They play above themselves. They play even when they're the inferior team, like they're the superior team.
I'll tell you why that's not going to be the case. On Friday night, that's tomorrow night, the Yankees are in Baltimore against the Orioles, and they got Garrett Cole on the mound.
Yes.
And they got Luis Gil going on Saturday, and they got Carlos Rodon. God knows what he's going to do on Sunday. By the way, that game on Sunday is at 11:30 in the morning, so have fun with that. The Yankees are going to win that series. I'm convinced of it. And so this talk, which you
why,
have said,
why do you believe this?
Because they're going to get hot. It's baseball. And oh, by the way, they got their best pitchers on the mound. And the Orioles have been cooled. Like, why? Look, it's baseball. You never know what's going to happen. But as I sit here today, I said to you before this road trip began, we'll see if I'm right. They're going to win 4 out of 6 games. They're going to win 2 out of 3 in each place. I stand by that. And I think that continues. And I think you got to feel if they can win tonight, tomorrow night, you're a Yankee fan, you're going to be pumped up. Yeah. You will have won 2 out of 3, and you got Garrett Cole on the mound against the Orioles, either 2 games out or 1 game out in the American League East. Let's freaking go. And I bet you guys are going to make the trip down to Baltimore and fill that ballpark up. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Of course.
Have some drinks at Pickles Pub, eat some food, take over that building. It's a wonderful place. Let's go to Ian in Manalapan, New Jersey. How you doing, Ian?
You.
What's up, Ian?
Hi, how are you, Evan? Thank you for taking my call.
We're good. What's up?
I just wanted to ask you, with the talk with the Mets and everything, I agree with everything you guys say, and it's very exciting that they're winning. They're exceeding expectations. But I also, like, I'm a Giants fan. I don't want them to go off the plan of becoming major buyers, and then all of a sudden next year they take two steps backwards like the Giants did. You know, Joe Shane came in. They had a taste of success. They had the one playoff win, and they took two steps the season after. So I kind of hope, as exciting as it is, but I don't want them to go off the plan of the future.
There is no way, Ian, and this is a prediction I'll make as well, there is no way the Mets are trading significant prospect capital at this trade deadline. It's not happening. Will they make smart buys, either using the power of the checkbook or trade marginal prospects for relief help? Absolutely. I've even suggested the idea of using some of your starting pitchers. Could they go the other way, which excels the rebuild, as you said? I don't think so, but that's much more likely than the Mets taking significant prospect capital and trying to buy success in the short term.
Right. It would, and if they went the other way, as you're talking about, think how disappointed the team would be. I think if they just sold, Pete Alonso gets traded and, I don't know, Brett Beatty gets sent off somewhere else and they're just trying to build for the future. Think how disappointing you'd feel.
That's a great point. How does the locker room respond to that?
You'd be pissed.
Yes.
Not like, okay, we kind of saw this coming. You'd be like pissed.
No doubt.
You've seen how you've seen how frequently it can happen for a team just to get hot. And they believe that right now.
Yeah.
Right? They wouldn't have all these, I'll call them gimmicks, but it's real to them because, I mean, athletes live by superstition. Whether or not it works or not, it doesn't matter. They believe in these things. And so you see how they're reacting to OMG, to even the grimace thing, as corny as that was, to the slapping, you know, shooing away negativity. Like, you see how they're really into this.
Yeah.
So if David Stern sold right now, I think it would be unforgivable in that Mets club.
I agree, especially, I'll give you the specific guys, especially with the Pete Alonso and a J.D. Martinez, their third and fourth hitter. Like, I don't know how you could do that. I understand all the free agents at the end of the year. I get all that. But even if you were getting some great prospect return, which I don't think you'd be getting for Pete Alonso, that's a great point. It's kind of what you always said to us about Saquon Barkley. Like, well, they can't trade him. What would happen to the locker room?
Right.
How could the Mets, in a playoff spot, trade one of their better hitters for prospects?
You just wouldn't do it. It just doesn't. You wouldn't. It would be so short-sighted and uncertain future-wise that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and also this, as far as going the other way, why do I have such confidence that the Mets would not trade premier prospects for short-term help in this season? First of all, 2 years ago, even before David Stearns walked into the building, the Mets had a 100-win team. They had a legitimate chance to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest critique one could have about Billy Epler is he didn't go for it. He didn't. He didn't go for it. He made a marginal trade for Daniel Vogelbach, which looks like a disaster because they traded Colin Holderman. And they made a marginal trade for Darren Ruff and a marginal trade for Mikel Givens. They didn't go out and make the big move. J.D. Martinez was available. Wilson Contreras was available. That was going to cost a lot. They didn't do it. So even in a year, Tiki, prior to Stearns coming here, where they had a legitimate chance to win a World Series, they still didn't, quote-unquote, mortgage their future. So I would be stupefied,
again, it
stunned.
Was not David Stearns, though.
I agree, but it's Cohen's ownership.
Yes.
And David Stearns, if anything, is going to be more conservative than even Billy Epler was.
Right.
So I think that the most likely scenario is smart, educated, strategic buy, maybe a sell, minor sell, buy moves. I'd be stupefied if they went all in buy, and I'd be very surprised if they sold significant players. I think there's a difference between strategically selling Sean Manaea and trading J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
There's a difference to me.
I agree with you.
Let's go to, all right, let's just get this out of the way. Ozzie and Woodridge. What's up, Ozzie?
Have you got a mirror handy? Close in the studio?
I have an iPad in which I can see my reflection, so yes, I am now looking at myself.
Oh, perfect. Take a good long look in that reflection, because it took your coworkers, the people that you see more than your family, an hour and a half, and not a single caller yet, over 3.5 hours into the show, did not acknowledge you for your birthday.
Well, who cares? Like, well, birthdays are overrated. Like, well, what are we celebrating that my mom gave birth? Like, we're celebrating that, you know, my dad was standing there with the masks on and like, come on, push. Like, really? That's what we're doing? That's disgusting. Mm. Why are we doing that?
You can deflect all you want, but you are Alexander Hamilton, and there is a bunch of Aaron Burrs lurking in the weeds, especially one of the guys that is the self-proclaimed future of WFAN.
Well, in fairness, Tommy doesn't lurk in the weeds. He's pretty obvious that he would stab anybody in the front. Like, I got to give him a little bit of credit. Like, he ain't lurking. He's just a straight up, I'll kick you in the balls and then laugh and then take your wallet.
Know who else's birthday it is today?
July 11th. I don't know.
Joe Shane.
Is it really?
I saw it on social media.
I share a birthday with Joe Shane?
Yes.
I think I'm older than him. How old is Joe Shane? I'm 41. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good question.
You got three people to thank for these Mets good vibes on your birthday in the playoffs. The season ended today. Number one is the Positivity Prophet.
Okay.
Your Aaron Burr.
Okay.
And then number two is Grimace.
Yes.
And number three, who I want to thank as well because he got me out of my Terry Funk in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Jose Iglesias with the oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm even wearing the OMG shirt today. Oh man. Jose Iglesias is like the prophet. You know what I mean? Like, he is the guy that, if anything, really brought this room together. If you believed the garbage from last year that there's this locker room sucks, it's bad locker room, they need some leaders, Jose Iglesias is the tonic.
Yeah.
He brings in his dopey OMG song, gives everybody a couple of t-shirts, and all of a sudden it's like I fixed everything.
Joe Shane is older than you, but younger than me.
Older than you. Older than me. So how old are you, 49?
Yeah.
49. So was he 44?
45.
45 years old.
Today he's 45.
He looks good, Joe Shane.
He does. Looks young.
I like Joe Shane.
I do too.
Yeah, but you're different.
Why?
Because you're a Giant fan. It's like, I love him. You know, he's got to really screw up before you start turning on him. I like Joe Shane.
I like the whole situation. By the way, Dave's just 7 days younger than me.
Really? 7 days younger than
seven
you?
7 days.
Interesting. I had a bonding moment with Joe Shane a couple years ago. That's why I really connect with him.
Mm-hmm.
I was interviewing him. Craig was God knows where. So it was like me and I think Big Mac.
It was right? McMonagle.
It was McMonagle, who, by the way, is filling in for Tiki tomorrow, so that's kind of cool. So we were interviewing Joe Shane. Interview's about to end, and I see breaking news about the Nets. Kevin Durant demanded a trade again. Or Kevin Durant said, I want everybody fired. Something of that nature.
Probably the latter. I think it was that one.
That
I kind of remember that.
And I had like a mental kind of breakdown, and Joe Shane waited through the break to find out if everything was okay. And he's like, is everything okay? Like, there's breaking news you want to react to? And I was like, oh, don't worry. It doesn't involve you. And even then, he did have a sigh of relief.
Right, right.
But then he was like, you okay? And I'm like, not really, Joe. Wait,
did he think it was something personal?
Yeah, I think he was worried that there was breaking news about the Giants. Because I had said, we've got breaking news. This is unbelievable. My day is ruined. And Joe, like, sat back down, like, what happened? Like, did Daniel Jones get hurt? Like, what happened? And so first I calmed him by saying it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And then he looked at me like a human and said, is everything okay? And I was honest with him. I said, no, it's not okay. And it was just, he's a good dude. I like him.
And then he said, oh, it's the Nets. Eh.
Then he went,
that's your fault.
Can I defend myself and Tiki real quick here on the happy birthday allegations that Ozzy
put out? You don't have to defend yourself. I don't want happy birthdays. It's fine, bro.
That's my point, is I've known Evan for, I don't know, like 15 years now, and today is the first time I knew his birthday was today. I had no idea what his birthday was, so how could I acknowledge it if I didn't know?
How did you know my birthday was today? Like, what gave that information to you?
Believe it or not, I think somebody on Twitter tweeted at me, so somehow they knew.
No, I know how they know, because apparently on Twitter, if you click on someone's profile on their birthday, balloons pop everywhere and it says happy birthday.
That is true. He is right about that.
So that's how that information gets out.
I knew because of the Mets chat. I knew it was around here, but I didn't know exactly the Mets chat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Chad's immediate. He's like, happy birthday. He knows. Well, thank you. But honestly, I think birthdays are overrated. And I don't want to minimize my mom giving birth. Like, I don't want to minimize my wife giving birth. Like, I certainly don't want to minimize your wife giving birth. I'm merely saying they should be the ones celebrating. Like, seriously. They should celebrate, like, oh, my God, I got that over with. That was unbelievable. How did I do it? But why should I celebrate? I didn't do anything. Like, I literally sat there crying while a doctor... Why am I partying?
So you're saying the birthday should be celebrated by the parent?
By the parent, correct.
Oh, I see. I got you.
100%.
This might be your hottest take. It's your birthday.
No.
There's Mother's Day already and Father's Day.
Bro, I'm being honest with you. And you know how you know what really hit me on this? Not only do I see the way my mom reacts towards my birthday and my sister's birthday, mm-hmm. she reminisces about it, but I know how I act now to my kid's birthday. Mm. And what it is about is, no offense, Jet and Spence, it ain't about you. Mm. It's about mama, and it's about dada.
Yeah.
And it's about, A, how it happened, but more importantly, that day. Like, you remember everything about that day. So as I've gotten older and become a parent, I've realized that birthdays are not about the person.
Yeah.
They're about the parents.
They're about the parents. Tomorrow is my youngest daughter's birthday.
So you know who that's about? You and your wife.
More Tracy.
More Tracy. Yes. If we're doing percentages, 70 to 80% the birther giver.
Yep.
And then 20 to 30% us for just having to, like, you know, freak out because
right.
it was really nerve-wracking.
And Tracy wants to buy her a dog.
Really?
Yes.
Buy her a dog?
Buy her a dog. I mean, it would be, I'd be the one taking care of the
exactly.
dog if she wants to buy her a dog.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
A fun Thursday here in New York City. Mets win. They shut out the Nationals. They sweep them as they get set for the Rockies. And the New York Yankees are down in Tampa Bay. They are home away from home as they look to win a series against the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm trying to think to myself right now off the top of my head, when was the last time the New York Yankees won a series? They split a series against Toronto. When is the last time they won a series?
Well,
I'm thinking it's the Royals. I'm thinking it's that 4-game series against Kansas City.
Right before the Dodgers.
Right before, I think this was after the Dodgers.
Oh, maybe it was. It was after.
It was right after the Dodgers, though.
Series right after the Dodgers.
Yeah, they won the first 3 games against Kansas City. They were about to sweep them, and then Clay Holmes blew the game.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic ending to the game. They lost to Kansas City, felt innocuous, and then, let me pull it up just to confirm that I'm right about this. Then they lost 2 out of 3 to Boston, 2 out of 3 to Baltimore, 2 out of 3 to Atlanta, 2 straight to the Mets. Split with the Blue Jays,
mm-hmm.
2 out of 3 to all 3 to Cincinnati, 2 out of 3 to Boston. So if the Yankees win tonight, it would be their first series victory since they defeated the Kansas City Royals right after the Dodgers series. So this is a big one tonight. I hate to hype up games in July, but I'm serious. This is a big game for the New York Yankees tonight, and we'll see if Nasty Nestor can deliver. Let's go to Armando in Yonkers. What's up, Armando?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, don't worry about Pete Alonso. He's not going anywhere. The Mets ain't going to get rid of him. I think the big question is at the end of the season, does Pete want to be a Met? If he does, I'm hoping that the owner does the right thing and get this guy his contract. Because at the end of the year, Alonso, he might be a little off on his stuff. He might have 35 home runs at the end of the year. He may knock in 97 or something like that. But they definitely need his bat because the Mets are in position to go for it. And I think I wouldn't touch anything. If you're going to get rid of anybody, you get rid of Jeff McNeil and maybe Starlin Marte when he comes back.
But you just named two guys to get rid of that have absolutely no value right now. One guy's hurt, and he makes a lot of money, and the other guy stinks, even though he did have some quality at-bats in the afternoon game. By the way, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York. It's presented by Tri-State Cadillac. It's coming up next on SNY if you're on the TV side. The off-season discussion with Pete, I think things have changed since the last we talked about it because he isn't having a good year.
Right.
Another first baseman like Christian Walker is having a good year.
Albeit 4 years older.
Sure. No, but he's older and he's not getting a long-term deal, but someone who needs a slugging right-handed first baseman
is not going to overpay for Pete Alonso.
Right, because they could get him on a shorter deal.
Yeah, so to his first point, I think Pete wants to be here. I don't think there's any, I can't wait to get out of Queens on Pete Alonso's
I think Pete
side.
Wants to be here, but I think he wants to get paid. You don't hire Scott Boras unless you're thinking.
I agree, but I think Pete also has to be aware enough how the market has changed for him because of him.
Yes.
Right? Not anything that anybody else has done. He's just not having that reliable master season. He's obviously not hitting for average, but that's a couple years in the making. But it's really the thing that we talked about at the beginning of this season is that Pete Alonso was the greatest home run hitter, consistent home run hitter in Major League Baseball. He's not that this year.
Right.
Right? Now, extra bases, sure. As Lugie mentioned earlier, you know, he's had a career number of doubles already, but it doesn't feel like the same Pete Alonso.
He's not having
paid for that.
He's not having and look, here's the other thing. If you believe Joel Sherman's reporting, he reported a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, that last summer the Mets offered Pete Alonso 7 years, $158 million. Ask yourself this. Is that offer on the table? Do you think the New York Mets, based on the season he's having, will offer Pete Alonso 7 years, $158 million? I don't think they will.
No.
And that's why I say things have changed in terms of what his value is during the offseason. And one thing that's got to be difficult for an athlete, you tell me, is knowing someone offered you 7 years, $158 million, and now the same people are probably going to offer you less.
Right.
Which is likely what's going to happen.
But it's so hard for an athlete, especially someone who's been as good as Pete Alonso, to look at some of these contracts that have come in. Now, he's not Shohei Ohtani, but Shohei Ohtani's making $70 million a year. He's not Aaron Judge making $40 million a year. He's not Juan Soto, who's going to probably make 50-something million dollars a year. And then he's got to settle, and this is all relative because it's still a big number, he's got to settle for $22 million a year?
Right.
Right? So it's just It feels insulting, but that's the nature of the game, right? And it's set up and it's rigged for the owners. We know it, and there's nothing because there's no accountability from what an owner makes versus what the players makes in Major League Baseball. But the market tells you what you're gonna get, right? And I think, unfortunately, he's going to have to go to the market.
And he's going to go to the market, and he's not going to get as much as he wants because he's not having a great season.
Exactly right.
And because he's not having a great season, the value on him at the trade deadline is not that high. And when you're in a playoff race, trading him for what would likely be a marginal return doesn't make it worth it. Eric on Long Island. What's up, Eric?
Evan, good afternoon, and I know birthdays may be meaningless to you, but I'm calling to say happy birthday to both of us. I have exactly a decade on you to the day.
Nice. Well, happy birthday to you, sir.
51, I'd rather be 41.
But well, you know what that is? This is my Tom Seaver birthday. For you, it's the Bernie Williams birthday, so how about that?
Yes. But as someone who roots for the same four teams as you, I've always thought of myself as a lifelong suffering fan, and I just realized how much worse you've had it undeserved. I'm not saying this to gloat. By being 10 years older, all right, did I see a Jets championship? No, but I grew up with the stack exchanges. They were good every year.
All right, I got you. You're depressing me on my birthday. You've seen a lot more. Congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.